I was married from home, and I'll die in here. Ladies and gentlemen,
here it is. Welcome to our group.
The number two radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Good.
Welcome to Center 7.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Tuesday night medical broadcast with your host, Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Tonight's topic, effects of racism and hatred in America today. Good topic. Could everybody will call in and weigh in on this conversation. But before we get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, for all you new just tuning in, we do have a website we'd like you to check out. Type all lowercase letters, www.defenders7, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. Now on our website, you'll find our store and a donate button. All proceeds, 100% from our sales and any donation that we bring in, go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something or click that donate button. All funds that we receive is the only way that Defender 7 can help out in a time of need. We strictly operate on donations and sales from our store. So help us to help you and your communities. We can be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do in the Defenders 7. That's meet and greet, which is a face-to-face meeting with those in your community, survival training, disaster relief, etc. Everybody's opinion counts here in the Defender 7, and we're always looking for new shows to do, so by all means, contact one of us. If you have a birthday, anniversary, or you want to run an ad for your business, it is free to our Defender 7 members. You'll get a shout out on our radio show. So come on. Start participating. We can also be reached on MeWe by clicking on Organizations, scrolling down to Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. And for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we like it when you call in. Give us your opinion, your thoughts. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, the number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Phone lines are all open, folks. I'm now going to turn the microphone over to your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. And we also have Captain of Wisconsin, Lorna Munson.
Wisconsin, how you doing?
Wisconsin is doing good if the wind would stop blowing.
Wow.
We had that problem here last night.
Yeah, my hot tub cover blew open. My hot tub cover blew open on me sometime during the night.
Yeah, we had the windows were rattling, and I mean, it kept the house cool, but rattled everything.
It was 70 here yesterday, and it's 30 here today.
It's actually kind of cool. It's like in the 60s.
Shoot. It's still 79.
If it would stay this way all year long, I'd be happy.
I like the 90s.
Oh, no, I hate the heat. I just can't. I'd rather be cooler because you can always put a jacket on. If it's too damn hot,
we don't get the humidity like you guys do out there.
Yeah, and that sucks. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Florida, people in Florida may have that beautiful weather, you know, all year long, but they got humidity. And if you have glasses and you step, as soon as you get outside, they fog up. If your hair is all done and you got hairspray in and all that cool stuff, it just falls the minute you walk outside. It's like hitting a brick wall of humidity in Florida, especially South Florida. Anything below Orlando, but it makes up for it. It rains every day at 3:00.
Ew.
For some reason, without failure.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, we get humidity, but not very often. If we do, I bet you we probably get maybe a week all summer.
Yeah, I mean, because here in Kansas, it's windy all the time, pretty much. You have a couple of days where it's not. The wind won't even blow, and you have stagnant heat. It's not dry. It's just stagnant, and it's like, oh, my God, just give me the wind. I don't care. And then it will blow. The wind will blow, and then you're like, okay, fine, I could do it 90 degrees as long as the wind's blowing.
Right.
But it just blows you over. It literally, the wind is, you have 40, 50 mile an hour wind gusts all year long. It don't matter. So.
Not here. It's kind of hit and miss with really windy, except for these last couple of years.
Oh, okay. I know this is a day early, but we don't have a show tomorrow. So I know my daughter's not listening because she doesn't even know we have a radio show. but tomorrow's my youngest daughter's birthday. She will be 26 tomorrow.
Tomorrow's 31st,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. And I have to add to that, too. Our very own Colonel Hinkle's birthday is tomorrow, too.
And my grandson Evander's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh. Cool. Well, happy birthday to you guys. And I'll send her, you know, I'll sing her happy birthday by text message. I do the happy birthday to you. And I'll type it out. And you know the person's going to sing it in their head, so that's why I do it. So tonight's topic is a little different. Everybody deals with this, with some of these issues.
Oh, wait a minute. I messed up. It's next Tuesday.
What?
For Chris,
way to go.
For Chris Hinkle.
Oh, it's next Tuesday? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My bad.
Well,
way to
fine.
Go.
Way to go, General.
get it right. Get it together.
So I thought about, I'm trying to address topics on every show that is what we deal with right now in many different ways. And right now, this racism, discrimination, prejudiceness, all of it, it's just everywhere. It's rampant. Not just between races, but from
I'm
the
racist.
Government.
I'm racist towards idiots.
You know, yeah.
Doesn't
but
matter what color.
No, but that's not a, well, see, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to give you everybody, and I looked it up, the definitions of each and every one of these things. And also blind hatred. There's a difference between hatred and blind hatred also. And I'm gonna let everybody know what the difference is. Being a prejudice makes the victim feel less than fully human. When people are undervalued by others, their self-esteem suffers and they stop trying to improve themselves. That goes for anybody, any race, culture, I don't care who you are. A lot of people can have prejudice against them. And also prejudice can often lead to bullying and other forms of discrimination. So
is rolling
you
your
know,
eyes
against,
bullying?
Huh?
Is rolling what? Your eyes bullying? I roll my eyes a lot.
That's just deep-rooted sarcasm right there, the eye roll. Some people don't get me a lot because I'm really sarcastic and I'm blunt, but you can say something multiple different ways, and by that, how you say it, you could take it different ways, right? Like when someone says whatever, they could say whatever or okay, whatever. You see what I'm saying? If you have two different connotations, one's a, okay, I get it, whatever. And the other one's like most teenagers said with eye, and if you type it, I'll say that said with eye roll in parentheses. So the person can actually visualize, and it's very hard to understand sarcasm when you type it out. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't get it. So that's why with a lot of this, is what I'm saying, a lot of this, people just have no clue. And I think with today's generation, and when I say today's generation, it's not always the younger ones like Gen Z. It's millennials and Gen Z because they don't – I think a lot of them – have what I call blind hatred. Absolutely, they have no idea. And as a matter of fact, let me go into blind hatred so people know exactly what it is. Hatred is a deadly passion and a deadly sin opposed to the charity without which we cannot be saved. There are different categories of hatred depending on their object. Well, this one happens to be towards God. People have blind hatred towards God. Anytime something goes wrong, they blame it on God. Okay? Then there is just, you can have a blind, think of it this way. Think of the blind hatred the liberals and Democrats have against Trump. Not the leaders, not like Pelosi and Schumer and stuff. They hate him because he's trying to drain the swamp and he was trying to do what was right. But the media is complicit with what they want, and so they'll just shove it in your face. And so it's like I asked my mom, Mom, why do you hate Trump? And she couldn't answer me. I said, so you hate a man that, one, that you have no idea why. And so that's what blind hatred is. And that could go as far as racism. A lot of races will hate another race, and they have no idea why. Well, my mama and my daddy hated them, so I'm supposed to hate them. No, that's not how all of this works. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the way the way it works. So discrimination, prejudice, can also lead to genocide, and that's what Hitler did. Hitler hated the Jews so bad, for whatever reason, that he ended up almost annihilating the whole Jewish population. One, because his mom was Jewish, and he just didn't like them. He felt that they were below him. Okay, so that can lead to genocide. The same thing goes for the KKK. They hate, and I don't know all the complete ins and outs of the KKK. I just know they predominantly hate black people. Now, I don't know if they hate everybody but white people. Do you guys know? I mean, is it just the black population, or do they hate everybody in general? Like the Aryan Nation. Aryan Nation hates everyone.
I think it's just black people, but I'm not 100% positive.
Yeah, I know a lot of this research, it doesn't give you all of the answers.
For me personally, and I whenever I hear about KKK, I just automatically think black people. I don't think Asian.
Oh,
I don't think Mexican.
I mean, true, because back before, when there was still segregation, the KKK was running around. You only heard about black people being, I mean, it's unfortunate they were hung in a tree. They were drugged behind vehicles. They were beat. They put burning crosses, which I don't understand that whole thing either. But, you know, that.
No.
And see, that's the thing. And so with the KKK and some of these other groups that don't like black people, it's like you don't even know why you don't like them. It's like hatred is passed down from one generation to the next. Hatred and racism is taught. And a lot of people will say, no, it's not. No, it is. Because when you look at children play, when you watch children play, they don't see color. They just say, oh, he's just a little different than me. I don't have that kind of hair. Or I don't have, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. So the parents are the ones. And now the media is doing it. And now the schools are doing it. They're indoctrinating our children to be racist. And they think it's okay. So, but there's also positive discrimination. And to be honest, I think it's a load of crap now because it started out as a good thing. If you think about it, what is it? It's that bill for the about discrimination against disabilities and things like that. I forgot what that bill is called, where you can't be discriminated against for a job if you're disabled or handicapped.
I was trying to think. I think it's just called. I'm a blank. Never mind.
Something. But that's what that started out as. That's what it started out as. And then it turned into not enough women at a job. So they had to start hiring women. Not enough. And the UK had it where they had to start hiring more homosexual. And then it backfired. And then straight people were saying, well, we got turned down because we're straight. So, and now it's become affirmative action. You have to have so many minorities, so many women, so many of this, so many of that. I mean, to be honest, there shouldn't even be that. See, that's the problem. We have too many labels put on people. You should be able to get hired for a job because of your abilities. You know,
that's just like college. My uncle had a bunch of degrees. That's just like college. My uncle had a bunch of degrees in from college, and he couldn't get a job because he was overqualified. So as soon as they put down that he was a high school graduate, then bam, he landed a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's like, I don't care if you're pink and purple with black polka dots. I don't care. If you have more, and here's the thing. Just because you have degrees don't mean shit. That's the other thing. You could be an educated idiot and have no common sense. So, and that's why Trump did that thing where he passed that bill to hire people with just high school diplomas or a little college, you know, because everybody needs a chance. Everybody does. And so this is all part of discrimination and everything else. So what happens when you are discriminated against and experiencing prejudice, someone being prejudiced against you? What does it do? Like it said, it lowers your self-esteem and makes you doubt if you're smart enough for a job. And I even hate to say this. You can even feel discrimination between in dating. I know it sounds crazy, but and guys, don't hate me for this, but in all honesty, I don't think it should be toxic masculinity. Women are the most toxic creatures on the face of the earth. And I'll tell you why. Because one, there's just so much, and I'm not saying all, okay? Don't get me wrong, not all. Women are full of drama.
Oh, my God.
And I would say 30% of all women are drama queens. They live on chaos. And
I think you're wrong in the numbers. I think it's higher than that. I'm going with 90%.
You think it's higher than 30%?
I think it's 90%.
I may be wrong. You
think?
Well, see, now, listen. Here's the way I'm coming from. Okay. You know they have what they call lollipop models. Their head is bigger than their body. And so the media tells you, and women who've never been fat, are the ones, this is where it starts. If you're not a size zero, you're fat. Okay? So women, and they start pushing this, right? You have to be a size zero. You have to be tall. You have to be beautiful.
See, Bobby.
You have to have... Huh?
I said, see, Bobby, I'm not fat. I'm a zero.
No, but you see what I'm saying? And so then what happens is the men start to believe that. And all honesty, men don't really give a shit. From what I've been told, they don't care. And so unless you're these, these super athletic jocks who only prefer tiny women. But in all reality, when it comes down to it, the people that are like that, and so now women think that men will judge you because of your size. You're not fat enough or you're not skinny enough. And I'm in the middle. I'm neither one. So And it's like, and it's because women have done this. And so, and not, I'm not saying all men are like that, but a majority of them are. And if you see, if you just watch the mannerisms of these guys who say, you know, you have to be a certain size, you have to be, you know why? Because they're not carrying, their package ain't very big, and they can't please a bigger woman. You can only please a smaller woman. And your mentality. I know, laugh it up. No, it's true. That's why, that's what the joke about a guy who's got the pickup trucks that are on with the lift kit and the big dual exhaust, and they say, well, you know what that is? He's overcompensating. So they overcompensate. So discrimination can come in all forms, completely. And when it comes into that, it will crush your self-esteem. You, and this goes either way now, because women do it to men just as much as men do it to women. Women will say, I don't want a guy with a dad bod. Why? Because dad bods are in. I've always liked the dad bod. I don't like super skinny guys. I just, maybe it's because I always thought that I was going to break them. I don't know. I've never been super skinny, so I just, and so a lot of people don't like an overly smart person. They don't like the, I don't want to say aggressive, but like, you
they
know,
don't like independent females either.
And they don't like someone that's, well, independent, smart, blunt, to the point, you know, because that intimidates some guys. And for women, it doesn't matter. I think women, it's just the opposite. Women want that smart guy. They don't want the one that's got, you know, whatever, you know. It's the exact opposite for men and women on as far as who's smarter, and things like that. So, and I honestly think that too much competition leads to the prejudice, the discrimination. I think it really does. I mean, it's good to have competition in a relationship or the workforce or in the world, but it can lead down to other problems. Okay, so I should have done this earlier. So what are the effects of racism on health and on your health and mental health? When it comes down to it, no matter what emotion you have, and I've brought this up many times, just say if you're angry at someone, it will raise your blood pressure. It can give you stomach ulcers. It can lead to cancer. If you're always in that constant state of rage and hatred, and you're never pleased. No one could ever make you happy. And so that will have effect on your health. Now, on the mental health side, it's like, depending on which side you're on, if you're on the racist side, the person who's doing it, you actually think you're morally superior, or the whole race, whatever. You think you're morally superior. You think you're smarter. You think you're better. You know, everything about you is better than them. One, it could make you a narcissist. You could end up, I mean, and honestly, I kind of think that's what a narcissist and a racist is about the same thing. Because you think about it, a narcissist will do that double talk. You know, if you're mad at someone, they'll turn the argument around on you and make it your fault now. Both of my exes were narcissists.
That was my ex-boyfriend. Oh, my God.
And they're toxic. Oh, my God, they're toxic. Especially my first husband, he would say, why are you even mad at me? Oh, I don't know. You're 5 hours late coming home from work. You say your paycheck got cut overtime when he was out with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. And so he would then turn it on me. 5 hours arguing over something that he, and that's what I honestly think. I think a lot of racists are like that. Oh, I'm not racist. You're the racist. Which leads me to, let me go over what racism or discrimination based on race or ethnicity is a key contributing factor in the onset of disease. It's also responsible for increasing disparities in physical and mental health among black people, indigenous people, any other race, pretty much. In adults, let's see, a 2015 systematic review collated the results of almost 300 adults. And to look at how racism affects the physical and mental health of Asian American, Black, and Latinos, and this is what happened with them in particular. Well, dang it, where's my... Okay, so for physical health, a lot of them had poor mental health to a lesser extent and to poor physical health. There's considerable research to suggest that the stress associated with experiencing racism can have long-lasting physical effects. Like I said, your elevated blood pressure, weakened immune system, which in turn raises the risk of developing long-term health problems. It could turn into heart failure, kidney problems. I mean, you name it. Stomach ulcers, all of that. Racism is associated with higher rates of stress, increasing a person of color's risk of developing high blood pressure. And see, this is a fact, are more likely to have high blood pressure than any other racial or ethnic group. And that is an actual fact, by the CDC, but I don't always believe what the CDC says, but for the last 21 years of me being a nurse, I would say 90% of all my patients that were black had high blood pressure. Now, were they racist? I doubt it. They could have been victims of racism or, you know, whatever. But it is a known fact that that they do have a higher rate of high blood pressure. So stress as a result of racism can also lead to behaviors may cause further risk to physical health. So they also found that discrimination is linked to higher rates of smoking, alcohol use, drug use, and unhealthful eating habits. So think about it this way. And this pertains to a lot of younger kids too. So like I said, they don't even know why. What was it, last year or the year before last, where a lot of black teens were running up to someone and punching him in the back of the head and then running
off?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was a few years ago, wasn't it?
When it was like the whole summer, I believe. Okay. So they would go up to mostly elderly people because they couldn't fight back. But it was all
right.
White people. Very, very
and
few
handicapped
colored
people.
I've seen one clip
where they're beating on a lady, an overweight lady in a wheelchair.
They also, it was 4 or 5 teens that took a boy who was I think he was autistic. He had some, he's either a physical handicap or a mental, I don't remember which one it was, and they beat him. And they never called it a hate crime.
Of course not.
Because in the minds, because here's the thing. In the minds of the media, black people cannot be racist because they're a minority. Really? That's a load of horseshit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. So I actually looked it up, and I said, when I typed it up, I said, can black people be racist? And I looked it up, and it says, what is racism? And the Oxford English Dictionary defines it as the belief that all members of each race possess characteristics, abilities, or qualities so as to distinguish it as inferior or superior to other races. Under this definition, white people, black people, Asians, Hispanics, anybody in this world can be racist. I hate it for you if you think that you can't. And here's the problem. Because, and yes, I will be the first one to admit, yes, in America, when we first started out, it was not great. When indigenous people had pretty much all of America, they got into a war, they conquered America, it became theirs, and then all the indigenous people, for the most part, I believe, went out west and somewhere in Florida. I don't know if, Bobby, do you guys have any Indian reservations up that way?
I live like 2 miles from one.
Okay, so the Iroquois were in New York.
I know there was a reservation on Long Island.
Okay, and I know there's...
The reservation that I live next to is one of the worst ones around, too.
The worst ones as in worst one, how they're treated, or they're angry?
they're angry.
Oh, okay. So I know the Iroquois, a lot of them were in West Virginia. I don't know how many are still there. But see, here's why I believe that most black people hate white people. And it irritates me to no end. Okay. Black people were actually kidnapped by their own people and sold to whoever went over to Africa and brought them to America as slaves. It's not like the white man went over to Africa, took them, and, you know, and threw them on the boat and left. No, that's not how it happened. But a lot of people they don't want to accept that. So,
well, the African tribes were warring.
Exactly.
We're fighting each other.
And they took them as POWs. And it would be like if you were a POW, if, you know, you were fighting. And so that's what happened. And so when the white man went to Africa, whatever tribe had POWs, they would sell them to the white man. And
yeah, rather than kill them.
They took. Exactly. So there are there's the group of black people who adamantly refuse to believe that. They think everybody's lying. Okay, fine, whatever. Then there's nothing you can do to change their mind. Okay? Then you have the group that says, okay, yeah, they were taken over there by, you know, and then they came over here. And here's where the stupidity level still goes through the roof. 400 years ago? That when there was slavery?
Yeah.
Okay,
do you know that, I wonder if they realize or they want to admit it, but Lincoln offered to and actually did pay for a number of free slaves to go back to Africa.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes.
There is that group of black people who do believe that their own people sold them, but they don't understand the fact of the warring tribes and their POWs. They think they just kidnapped them and took them and, you know, no. And so when someone says, why don't you go back to Africa where you belong? And then they say, well, my people don't even want me. Well, here's the thing. Where were you born? Were you born here in America? Or were you born in Africa? Or you have no people over there. So it's just a BS excuse to argue. So... But here's what I was getting with the point I was getting to. The certain group of black people, because there's many different, and I don't mean to say this to be mean or anything, but you have the group of black people who don't really give a flying flip. Their family wasn't an ancestors were not slaves, or if their way back when was, but the white people of today were not the slave owners. So you can't do anything about it. I can't change the past. And the past isn't the past where it belongs. Stop bringing it up. And that's part of the problem. So
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kimberly. The majority of black Americans actually do not feel that they're owed something. But it's the minority that are giving the voice, and that's what really irks me. And the majority of black people I know, in fact, all the black people I know, don't think that they should be paid. And black people I know, most of them are poor. But, you know, they believe, as I do, well, most of them are conservative Christians, that, you know, taking reparations is not what their ancestors would want.
Exactly. But that's part of the problem. But here's the thing. Who do you see is the biggest problem that keeps bringing up slavery, that keeps bringing up all of this crap? This
or
generation.
Liberals.
Most of the Gen X and boomers and stuff, they don't care because they know. Yes, they went through segregation. Okay, don't get me wrong. The ones who went through segregation don't want it again, okay? And this generation wants segregation. And so the elders are saying, are you freaking stupid? No, we fought. Martin Luther King fought to get rid of segregation, and these jackass want to bring it back. And, see, that's where the problem lies. So when you grow up, you're a child and you grow up, and say you're – it's for a black child, and the father teaches them, you get on your knees for no man, especially the white man. Here lies the problem with the police and the black culture, because they're raised that way, right? So it's constantly beat into their head. I don't bow down to nobody. I don't do this. I don't do that. You don't okay, well, you know what? It doesn't work, especially when it comes to the police. And who was it? I forgot which comedian it was who said that he's got that expensive car. He drives through the hood or whatever. He gets pulled over. What does he do? He's like, I hand the officer my driver's license and my car insurance and my registration. Because that's what you're supposed to do. And so it just keeps adding fuel to the fire. Just keep adding fuel to the fire. And no matter what, you cannot change somebody's mind if they're – and the same thing goes for white people. Don't get me wrong, because back in the day for the KKK, it kind of dwindled out. And I think, honestly, it went from the KKK to the Aryan Nation, because you don't see much about them. But you do hear about the Aryan Nation. And it went down, and so you do have the ignorant white people that are bad. I mean, they're just – there's some people you just cannot please in every race. Now, this newest thing that's going on right now because of that friggin' Atlanta shooting, okay, now it's a hate crime against Asians, because the kid was addicted to sex, and it happened to be an Asian-owned massage parlor. How was it a hate crime? Most people that got shot were white. You see what I'm saying? And now it's not racism when it comes to white people. No big deal. But now everyone is beating on Asians for some reason. Nobody has the right to... And I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't think anybody has the right to hate anybody for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to share something with you on Telegram.
Huh? Oh, okay. But you know what I'm saying? Just say Joe Schmo down the road, hit your car.
The guy with the Uber car, those two teenage girls, 13 and 14 or 15, whatever it was. First of all, he was not Asian. Right, he's not Asian. He's Pakistani. He's not Asian.
No. There's somebody. There was something else that I saw on Newsmax about an Asian. Well, it was a city council or something, and he's been in America. He fought. He was in our military. And
yes,
he is now being mistreated. And so it's like, oh, okay, so it's the Asians trying to get picked on. No, it's not.
No, that's not the way this works.
I know you're saying the guy was a Muslim.
Right. And it was black people, not white people. And here's another thing. What I'm going to share with you is there is no real Asian hate crime. It has not gone up. And first of all, the report was done in March of 2020 by people who hate conservatives. And when they say that it went up like 300%, it went from 28 people to 143 people. And it was mostly verbal and not necessarily because of hate, because they hate Asians. They just hated that person. In New York City, it went from 3 to 78 people. So there really is not a lot of hate crime against Asians. Because Asian Americans, so they're lying. The media is lying. They're trying to, because it's not working anymore with the blacks. I mean, they've already got the blacks and the whites hating each other. Now they want to throw in the Asians and China's pushing
exactly,
it.
Because they want to tear the country apart. They want to keep us occupied on hatred and racism so they can do what they want and tear the country apart. So the whole thing is, anybody can be racist. If you're going to be racist, have a reason for it. Honest to God, in all sincerity, if you're going to be racist, you better have a damn good reason. Not because of shit that happened in the past 400 years ago. You can't blame the white man for slavery now because nobody's alive who was a slave owner. And not everybody had slaves. Okay. And here's the other irritating thing that just gets my last nerve. There are white people in Africa, believe it or not. Most of them live in South Africa, in Cape Town. Okay. And you know what? And this is what black Americans will say, not the black people who live in Africa. Okay. They say, oh, the only reason they're there is because they colonized Africa. If they did, all of Africa would be white. Only South Africa is white, predominantly white in South Africa. So it's like the only reason why white people are here is because you colonized it. And I hate to bust your bubble. I know it's not true, but that's what I hear all the time. But I hate to bust everybody's bubble on this. If you're going to hate someone for colonizing, blame the Spaniards. Because the Spaniards are the one who started Christopher Columbus. He wasn't white.
Well, he was Italian.
Wasn't he Italian?
He was Italian and went to Spain because the Italians wouldn't pay his way, I thought.
Whatever. But he's still not a European, a white European.
Yeah, he is a European.
From the UK.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes,
but
definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Spaniards went to India, the Philippines. They went to the UK. They went to Africa, Jamaica, and America. And they went to Cuba. No, not Cuba. They went to the Cayman Islands. Because of that, I can't even think of what it's called now, the West India Trade Company. It was not the white man who did all of this shit. You want to blame somebody, blame the Spaniards. But they won't do it because you can't blame anybody but white people. And that's why they call them the white devil. I forgot which country calls white people the white devil. Off the top of my head, I can't think of who it was. So that's the problem. But here's the thing. if you were born here, you're American. Even that Asian city councilman, Mr. Wang, I don't know what his first name was, he said, I'm an American. I'm like, wow, okay. He didn't say Asian American. Flat out said, I'm an American. I was born here. So if you're born in a country, that's what you are. If you're born and raised there, now it's different if you're born in a military base because, correct me if I'm wrong, Bobby, bases overseas are considered American land, a property, right?
Yes.
Like, okay. But you can also get a dual citizenship because my ex-stepson, his youngest boy was born in Germany on the base. So he's got a dual citizenship. So that would be the only time that if you're born in, say, Germany, that you're actually American if you're born on the American base. So now if your parents are, we're just going to go with Asian, and for some reason they moved to Africa and they have children. Well, the parents are still Asian. The child's still Asian, but he's also considered African because that's where he was born, if they stay there. But it's like, you know, you have, like, my heritage is Scottish and Irish. Am I Scottish, Irish, American? No, because I was born here. That's just my heritage because I actually traced it back to that. So when it comes down to it, all of this hatred does nothing for you. You get nothing accomplished. They need to stop taking what race you are off of job applications, off of anything. You know, it doesn't, there's no place for it. All it does, in all honesty, is it clouds the judgment of the person looking at it. Also, the names. For the love of God, you live in America, give your kid an American name. Don't make shit up. And you people, anyone, you know who you are. I'm not even going to call you out on it. There's actually a list of names that are banned that you cannot call your child. And the UK, there's certain names that you're not allowed to call your kids. Like Hollywood. I don't even know where the hell they come up with these names. Because you know what's going to happen? They're going to get made fun of and experience what? Discrimination, hatred, all kinds of things. People need to wake up to other cultures. And that also leads to my next topic of racism. I don't want to erase that one. What is cultural appropriation? I'm sure you guys have heard of it, right? Damn it. Have you guys heard of it?
Yes, I know what cultural appropriation is. It's bullshit. It's when a white person goes down to the Bahamas and gets cornrows.
Okay, here's the thing. There is cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. Okay, here's the difference. Cultural appropriation refers to the use of objects or elements of a non-dominant culture in a way that doesn't respect the original meaning. So if you take something and misuse it and make fun of it, that is cultural appropriation. You understand? You guys understand what the difference is? Appreciation is, I don't know if you guys have been to Arizona and Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
There's a few different Indian tribes that's there. And they have a lot of the stands and all that. Okay. I actually bought one of their, I don't know what it's called, a shawl, but you know what I'm talking about, their tunics that they make, they're handmade.
Yes.
They're beautiful. I love them.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're appreciating the culture. You're not saying that you made it. You're not saying that a white person made it. No,
right.
a Navajo person made this, or the jade jewelry. Why do you think they make it? If they don't want
to be
other
appreciated.
Cultures, yeah, that's cultural appreciation. Now, you see, and I hate to say this, but braids, hate it for you, but braids have been through the Vikings, I'm trying to think before
the Gaelic, the Celtics, like Braveheart.
Oh, the Celts. Yes, the Celts.
Yeah, the Celts.
Then there's actually American Indians, Indians that in other that was actually in Jamaica, that indigenous Indian group,
the Chinese.
Adam.
I'm sorry, but the Chinese do it too. They have that braid down the back of their head in ancient times.
Yes. Even Genghis Khan
it's
back
not
in that
black,
time.
It's not a black thing. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves for saying that it is.
Well, here's the thing. Not all black people do. Not all black people do.
No, I know.
Hello?
Hello?
Gotta go one at a time. You guys are talking over each other.
Sorry.
You guys remember the movie 10 with Bo Derek?
Yes.
She had micros. Nobody said shit about that. Everybody had braids after that. And I've seen, I saw a video today of a white girl, and she had dreads. And she was being crucified for it. Why? Why?
Dreads actually is
Jamaican.
Part of... No. Well, yes, but it's actually part of a religion thing. Rastafarian or something like that.
Rastafarian? Yeah, it's Jamaican.
Yes.
My grandfather was born in Jamaica. He's white.
Right.
Half my family lives in Jamaica, and the other half lives in the Cayman Islands. So, but that's just it. People need to, okay, think about it this way. So, and this is the reason why I went on my rant the other day on Facebook, because someone told me that white people have taken over everything from the blacks, cooking, sports, music, you name it. And I'm like, no. What about people in Russia? They're white. They'd be starving to death. And so it's like, honestly, I think it's just the, to fight with someone. You know, and when you get to a certain point, it's like, okay, do you eat Chinese food? Do you eat Mexican food? Italian food? Oh, that's cultural appropriation. You see what I'm saying? It's stupid. Because they would have a big sign.
It's making it.
No. The whole thing is if you buy something from another culture, they always say it's cultural appropriation. But they only say it to the white people. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. The only way to stop it is to stop talking about it. Not like what we're doing right now, it's making people aware, but to constantly bring it up every freaking day. Oh, you did this, you did that, you did this. Oh, my God, look at this. No, see, that shit needs to stop. Stop teaching your kids to hate. Stop teaching your kids to be racist towards whoever because, you know, your inferiority complex. And that's what it breaks down to. You're trying to overcompensate for your inferiority. And that's all a bully is. A bully is a bully because they feel inferior, so they have to make everybody feel worse than them. That's why people do what they do. But so, another problem, Kim, is you got people, a bigger problem is you have people like LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, all telling people this, that they're oppressed, that the white people owe them money. When you have prominent black Americans, rich prominent black Americans, telling black Americans that white people are doing this to them, it's kind of hard for them to ignore, because these are respected black Americans. These are the leaders of their community that are telling them this. So that's why the young people are following them. They're no longer in church because their parents were teenagers when they had them, trying to escape from a conservative home, probably. You know, unfortunately, American society created this mess by, you know, just continuing to give people stuff, you know, not making them work for welfare or, you know, support of any kind. And when it's really hard. I feel bad. Like I said, I know a lot of black Americans. I grew up in a black neighborhood. My family was mixed. And I'm talking about during the early 70s when black Americans were still, it was just after the civil rights, they were still having issues. Now, you want to talk about systemic racism and oppression and everything, then yes. If this back then, I would agree with you, yes. Not today. But they're not going to listen to me because I'm white. They're only going to listen to people like LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, some of whom should know better. You know, it's sad. It really is. I really don't like Farrakhan much, but even he is saying this is bullshit what's going on, that they need to stop listening to these people. But they don't, because these people are telling them, we're going to give you. And that's what they were raised, they were brainwashed to believe.
But see, that's what's happening now. And it's like Biden promised all immigrants to come to the border and we'll give you everything. And now, look how many's there. And now he's saying, oh, no, you shouldn't come. No. And now there are 20, 30, 40,000 of them sitting there. Mm-hmm. And so here's the thing. People don't want to hear, get off your ass and get a job. Stop living off the government. Okay, here's the thing. Predominantly, more black people are on welfare than there are white people. It's not to be racist. It's a known fact. Now, here's the thing. Because back in the day, a lot of black people have been Democrats their whole life. Why? Because the Democrats would give them whatever they wanted. Oh, don't get a job. There's more single mothers taking care of children in the black family than there is anybody else. My daughter was turned down for child care because she's not a minority. You're not a minority. You can't get it. The people in California, if you're white, you're not getting that $500 a month. So the problem is still there, is the Democrats just keep feeding it, and they just kind of keep throwing gas on the fire, and it needs to stop. You know, it's like, and I know you guys don't get it. And you know the other thing that they'll do is, oh, you know, Jesus is black. No, he's not, but I wouldn't care if he was. He's Middle Eastern. He's white. Well, not white, but he's olive skin tone. And I tell people, I don't care if he's purple. He's still Jesus. You see what I'm saying? It's like, no matter what, there are certain people that's going to pick and pick and pick. And it's just like, but think about it this way. The Chinese, do they care?
No.
The Chinese that have converted to Christianity. Do they care that Christ is white or
Mediterranean?
No. So if nobody else is concerned about it, why bring it up? You know why? To start a fight. The problem. And people just need to stop. The only way this world is ever going to get better, which it never will, and I'm sorry, I'm an optimist for the most part, but when it comes to this, it'll never happen. It will never happen. We will never have peace in the world because there are some people that just,
I read God wins. We will have peace eventually.
No, I understand that, but I mean, until that day, we may not see it. We may never see it. We may die before that happens. But what I'm saying is, man is too hateful to give up. It's pride. And that comes down to, all it comes down to is pride. Think of it this way. Most white men are too proud to go down to the welfare office and get help. And I can tell you, I can almost bet Bobby would be the same way. That if you had to, would you go down to welfare and get food stamps for your family?
Yes.
Oh, you would? Oh, okay. Well, that I'm sure.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, if it was a dire need.
Okay, so you would. Okay. See, there's a lot of white men who would never do it. My first ex-husband? My God, no.
We have to
go on welfare.
Anything to provide for the family.
I don't have a family.
And that's good. But a lot of people, they won't do it. They'd rather go
I have a young friend. He has gotten custody of his two kids. He had to quit his good-paying job, and he took another one that's maybe two-thirds of what he was making, which is not enough. He also gets another son a lot. He is going down to get what he needs to get for his kids. He doesn't want to. I'll say that. He really doesn't want to, but his kids come first. His kids come over his ego.
I did it. We had food stamps for 2 years. Out of a 17-year marriage, we had food stamps for 2 years because I stayed home with the kids. And we had three kids, and he broke his leg, and he was out of work for 6 months. And by the time he got back into work, I mean, it was a while. He literally broke both of his both of the bones. He had screws. He had a plate. And his ankle. So he was out of work. Did he like it?
Right.
No. But we had to do what we had to do. We didn't make a life out of it.
Right.
And if you go into the projects, God forbid, in Tennessee, in Harriman, you have,
that's
what I call it. They have trailer park trash, and then you have project trash.
Right.
And most trailer park trash is white people. Don't get me there. And look, I lived in a trailer park. Does that mean that I was trash? No. No, not at all. No. Because here's the thing. Someone that
they
refer to as trailer park trash are the same ones who live in the project, who live that lifestyle, and they don't give a shit. They want all the handouts. They want this. They want it. And so each of the black and the white culture have the same. This is what we call this one. Because you live in the trailer park doesn't mean you're bad. I lived in the projects for 1 year. We had nowhere to go. And that was when he was trying to build back, getting back into work. And, of course, we paid $450 a month for rent in the project.
Right.
We paid the most. My second ex-husband, his daughter and her husband live in the projects. Pay $25 a month for rent and bitch because they got to pay $25 a month.
Jeez.
I'm like, are you freaking serious? You get $600 a month in food stamps. You get your light bill paid, your water bill paid, and you pay $25 a month and you're going to complain? Wow. Okay. And see, this is what, and then, and see, here's what happens, is when you become so dependent on the government, and it's like, in the next, and then when someone comes along and says, no, we need to stop this shit. I honestly think they need to stop welfare for illegals. They need to put a one-year time limit and help and stop forcing families to separate or to stop having them lie. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
need a father figure in every family. I'm sorry. For all you man haters, your children need a man in their life. When you become so, and that's what's happening now with all these stupid stimulus checks. God forbid. Hey, don't get me wrong. I used all three of mine. Well, one was to pay bills, but and a couple, I bought some freedom seeds and a couple boomsticks. But I wasn't behind on my rent, and I wasn't behind. I just paid ahead on bills. The government wants people dependent on them. That's what Democrats want. Republicans want you to be independent. They want you, and see, that's just it. That's what has to happen in the poor communities, is you give them a sense of independence. Show them how to get a job or help them get a job. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, being on welfare should only be for a year, maybe two at the most. You know, you shouldn't make a life of it. My ex's, my second ex-husband, his first ex-wife has been on welfare for 25 years.
That's one of the reasons my daughter is mad at me, is because I chose to work and not live off the government. He thought I should be at home with them and suck in all the government funds I could get.
And it's
so,
like,
she's mad.
Have you guys heard
that?
I'm sure you guys have heard some. Okay, here's the thing. When I see, would you watch anyone who's a black person? Because usually it's the BLM. The BLM is what's feeding the fire of hatred. They're causing white people to hate white people. Okay, and Antifa, but they're useless anyway. But the BLM is what's causing racism to be so rampant and stay there. Good black people hate the BLM. They hate them. They want Marxism. She's a trained Marxist. And she wants that to be in America. We're trained in thought. Shit. Sorry. It might come back. I don't know. Anywho,
you were talking about BLM, you know, causing the hate.
Yeah. It was also welfare. They want you to constantly live and say, it's like, look at Chicago. How bad it, look at Detroit. Detroit looks like a third world country. Okay, and Portland, how they destroyed it. And who are they going to blame? It's like, have pride. Okay, pride is good, and pride is also bad. Have pride in the way you are, and as the good aspects. I get a job. You know, it may be at McDonald's, but I'm going to work my way up to get out of McDonald's to get a better job. See, that's the way people need to think. And a lot of these kids think they can start at the top, making $30 an hour. Oh, hell no. No. You start at the bottom and work your way up. Now, unless you're a doctor or a nurse, but you still have to start at the bottom, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? When I started out nursing, I made $11 an hour. $11 an hour now ain't shit. And I worked my way up to 25 an hour. It took me 21 years, but I got up to 25 an hour as an LPN. And an RN starts out at 25 an hour, and they make all the way up to 50 an hour. So depending on what you're, you know, what you want to do is pride. Now, are me and my son bad? we live not necessarily in the ghetto. We live in Crack Central. And we joke about it, but we do have good neighbors. Don't get me wrong, on our side of the street. Across the street, on the other hand, that's the Crack Central. But we can't afford to live anywhere else right now. So we got what we could. I'm not gonna sit there and bitch and complain because the white man kept me down. I'm so sick of being white. No, it's all we can afford. It's not the government's. Well, it is the government's fault. they took my unemployability away for no reason. So that's a whole other argument for a later date. They took over a little over a third of my pay. So now we have to live where we live. So, but we're not going to stay here forever. And that's just it. If you find yourself stuck living in, and I won't say stuck, in a trailer, we were homeless for a while. We were camping. I'm not embarrassed to say it because we moved from West Virginia to here, to Kansas, and things got out of control and shit happened that we could not control. So we ended up camping for 3 months during the summer, thank God. And then we finally ended up in a hotel. From
My brother lived in a camper for 10, 12 years.
Yeah, does that make you a bad person? No.
No,
it's just because it's
hard.
Well, I'm living in a camper right now in my sister's backyard thanks to COVID. So,
you a bad person? No.
No, I was homeless for a while. When I was in Philly, decades ago, I was homeless in a shelter for a week or two. You know, you do what you got to do to survive.
But see, here's the thing. Did you make it as an excuse to go get on welfare and stay on it?
Somebody
else? No.
Hell
you get
no.
off your ass, you get a job, and find somewhere. We started out camping. We stayed in a hotel from October until February. We've been in this house since last February. February 1st, we moved into this house. We've been here a little over a year. So we knew where we had to start out. We knew that. Okay, we had no vehicle. Now we have a vehicle. And that's why I can say I thank God every single day. I got a roof over my head. I got food to eat. And we have a car. It may not be the best, but I still have. And so you can't have that victim mentality, which gets you nowhere. And that's also the same thing with these kids, how rude they are. It's like they're told that they can talk however they want. Fortunately, some liberal dipshits have told their kids, at school, you don't have to do this. You can say whatever you want. You can have your own opinion. No, you can to a certain extent. And it's like these kids today need a good old-fashioned ass whooping is what they need. The government
That's
needs to get
abuse.
Out of our Huh?
That's child abuse.
Bullshit. I didn't say beat them till they bled. They need an ass whooping is what they need.
You. Well, see, that's the excuse people are using not to use corporal punishment. That's what we used to call it, corporal punishment, when that nun took that damn paddle to my ass or the ruler to my hand.
Oh, no, I never misbehaved in school. I never did. I knew better. You know why? Because I had good parents. Well, that's debatable. My grandparents taught me better. My grandparents taught me better, okay? I have made, and I kid you not, I have made this comment. I've seen videos where these children were screaming at their parents. And I said, that child needs an ass whooping. And here comes a Gen Z right behind that comment. Well, that's your problem right there, beating in. I said, you know what? You need an ass whooping. Because you just outright disrespect people. And it's shame on the parents for letting their kids get away with it. That's the way I look at it. There's these new trend on TikTok where the Gen Z kids, even millennials, they live in their parents' house. Now, Bobby, your daughter's 18?
Yeah, she's my youngest.
Okay. And she still lives with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's still in high school.
Oh, okay. Is she expected? Who cleans her room?
She does.
Okay. Does she help out with chores?
Oh, yeah.
Other than her room?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you have to tell her that?
No.
Or did she? Okay. See, this new trend that these kids are doing, even the early from 25 and younger, they're like, well, if it's your house, you clean my room. You do the dishes. You take out the trash.
Yeah, that's going to fly.
And so there's this, and so you could do what's called a stitch. Or a duet when you have the split screen and shit. Well, it's a stitch where you could actually combine your video with theirs. And what it looks like is like eyes, like if you've been knocked out. And they're just opening and they close, open and close. And it has you standing over the person. Well, they have these adults that's doing it. And they're making the joke hey there, sport. It's okay. Did your head hurt some? And what they're trying to say is, it's my house, my rules. You live here, you eat my food, you clean your room. You will help out with chores. I lived with my mother at 40 years old. I cleaned my room. I cleaned the kitchen. If I cooked, I cleaned up my mess. Sure, with housework. You know, that should be expected. And then so part of the problem is some of these mothers clean their children's room for them. They make their bed, they clean their room, they do their laundry, and at all ages. And they said, oh, no, they're my children. They're in school and blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. Now, don't get me wrong. Smaller children, they can't do laundry. They can't take out the trash. I get that. But put your clothes in the clothes basket. Pick up your toys and put them up. At 5 years old, you can kind of help make the bed. And I always made it a game with my kids until they got older.
They can pick
until
up
they
their
felt
toys.
Stupid. Well, see here, this is what my kids learned. They had 15 minutes to clean their room or just start cleaning their room. I didn't expect them to clean up a terrorized room where it looked like a bomb went off. No, as long as they're cleaning, I don't care. But it was, guys, go clean your room. And they would go. As long as they're going and they get going, that's fine. But it's like, guys, go clean your room. Guys, go clean your room. I say, you got 15 minutes to go clean that room from the trash. They didn't believe me.
That was
I
my
put
mom.
Every damn toy on the floor in a trash bag. And they cried. So what did I do with it? I didn't throw them away. I am not that stupid. They would earn one toy out of the bag if they did something. To make them realize, now you got to earn your toys back. And so this timeout generation, I'm sorry, timeout did not work with my kids. I tried that. Don't get me wrong. I tried the wall, face the wall, sit in the corner. I tried all of that shit. I tried timeout in a chair. I tried to reach. No. What? You know what my kids understood? The back of my flip-flop. The back of a hairbrush.
Well, some children, the timeout stuff does work up to a point. But no matter what method of punishment you use, you have to follow through. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
You put them in the corner 5 minutes, and after 2 minutes, you say, okay, because they're bitching and moaning. And that's not working. If you put them in the corner and they bitch and whine, instead of taking them out, you said, okay, that's one more minute. That's one more minute. Eventually,
that's what I did.
So my
youngest granddaughter decided she was going to do some artwork on my wall. So what I did is I give her a couple pats on the butt, and then I sat her in the chair with nothing. I made her look at the wall until her father got home. And she wanted toys.
Yeah.
She wanted to get up. She wanted this, that, and nothing. Because she don't show emotion ever. But when I told her she had to tell her father what she did, as soon as he walked in the door, it was just tears. It was hilarious.
The only place you should ever spank a child is on their butt or on their thigh if they have bigger thighs. Never slap a child. And I'm saying this, don't snatch a child. I believe in corporal punishment, but don't snatch them because you can dislocate their shoulder or their elbow.
Yep.
Don't slapping on the butt, like below the knee. My kids all had chunky legs. And my son decided, you know what? I'm going to throw my ass on the floor. Look, Mama don't play this game. And I would smack him on the side of his leg. This child had thighs, like football thighs, okay? So, he got it. And he was, I'm not playing that. And so what my mother did, oh, my God, I did it to myself. She would grab me by the back of my hair. She wouldn't pull my hair. She would just hold it.
My mom.
I am the one who pulled my head and pulled my own hair.
Right. I see. Okay.
And I've done that to my daughters. But here's the thing. Like you said, with your children, you have to know how to do it. What works for them. And so what I would do is I even got to the point where all I got to do is look at my kids and give them that if looks could kill, you'd be dead right now. And so that's where all I had to do was stand up or stand up with a belt or stand up with a shoe. And people think that's wrong. Oh, you're making your kids fear you. No, it's called respect because my kids knew not to misbehave. Whose kids misbehave, mine or yours? Who's a disrespectful?
Right.
Whose children hate cops or hate authority? Not mine.
No.
And see, I got my ass beat now. Don't get me wrong. I got my ass beat. I've been hit with a butcher knife, a metal belt, a vacuum cleaner hose, the vacuum cleaner, the cord. My stepfather beat the ever-loving crap out of me. But, yes, did I hate him? Yeah, I hated him. But I still loved him because he was my stepfather. He was married to my mom for, I don't know, 20 years, whatever. But still, did I ever go and disrespect authority? No. I've always, and maybe that's because from the time I was a small child, my grandparents instilled yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And I think that needs to come back everywhere. Look at the Japanese.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, adult, were you ever allowed to call them by their first name?
Hell no. Are you kidding me?
It was either Mr., Mrs., or aunt or uncle. We always had something in front of their name.
Oh, my aunt Pat. She was my aunt Pat. And my grandparents were grandma and grandpa. Actually, I think I called my grandparents grandmother and grandfather. I never called them Nana and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant like our neighbors. Like some neighbors were Mrs. Robinson or Mr. Smith. Other neighbors were like Aunt Gina or Uncle, Robert or whatever.
Oh, no, I actually called them Mr. So-and-so. I actually called them Mr. or Mrs. and whatever. I didn't have, but I get what you're saying. Really close friends that you would consider them your aunt and uncle or whatever. Yeah,
right.
I know what you're talking about.
And then some, depending on what their last name was or, again, what your relationship was, it was either Miss Smith or Miss Susan. But the thing was, you never, ever called an adult by their first name without something being in front of it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. No, no, never. Never. The other thing that that irks me is when I see people say, they'll do a thing that says, typical black parents growing up, and it shows them, hey, yeah, I know, black mothers, man, I'm telling you, black mothers, Hispanic mothers, they'll whoop your ass, without a doubt. And then they show, white parents. Okay, Billy, you can, oh, gosh, no. My parents were not like that. You know why I could not misbehave? My stepfather was the minister of music at the church. My mom was a church secretary. Are you freaking kidding me? I couldn't afford to misbehave. My dad was a silent generation. He was the generation before boomers. It was whoop ass first, ask questions later.
Yep.
Pick your own switch. That was my dad. And
that was my stepdad.
His parents? No. You respected your grandparents.
Yep.
When they were younger, told me that they were misbehaving at the dinner table. And they strictly believed children are to be seen and not heard. When an adult walks in the room. No. This is because of the age of my dad, that generation. When an adult comes in the room, you get up and you give them your seat.
Oh,
you will
yes.
address
no,
them.
No,
as,
no, that's, yes.
You know. And so one day, my dad and my two uncles and my aunt decided to play stupid, and she says, "You guys are acting like a bunch of animals at the kitchen table." And my dad and the youngest uncle started barking like dogs. No, that's not a cool thing. She backhanded my dad so hard, knocked him off of his seat across the kitchen.
Wow.
Did my dad ever do that again? Nope. See, that's just it. That's before CPS came around and shit like that. My stepson that died, he was 20, mm-hmm. 25. He had a heart problem that he couldn't have caffeine and all this other shit. He went and got a tattoo, got drunk, and had like the Red Bulls or whatever, and he died. His wife and the three kids came to live with me, and the oldest son was autistic, and the other two were fine. But with those three kids, they loved me to death. All I had to do was say, "Waylon, you know you weren't supposed to do that. Go sit down." That child would cry and act like I beat him to death. You know why? Not because he feared me, because he disappointed me.
Right.
That's how he was raised. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
See, kids today, and that's like what we were, why I was talking about at the end of last night's show, like some of the stuff that we did back in the 70s and 80s, that this generation would be like, oh my God, and they would die because
yep.
they're too soft. They're too soft. And like I said, a lot of it has to do with, and don't get me wrong, parents that when I say beat your kids, there is a difference between discipline and beating them. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
You shouldn't draw blood. You shouldn't cause bruises or welts or anything like that. You never slap a kid in the head. None of that stuff. I am not, condemn that.
My mom would pop us in the mouth upon occasion.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a 2-inch rolling pin. Actually, it was from used to be a closet bowl, but she turned it into a rolling pin, and she would definitely use that or a wooden spoon on our butt. But it was only
yep.
once or twice, and it was on our butt, which has a lot of padding. My stepfather, he never
exactly.
hit us with the, He never hit us with the switch. He only made us go get it and clean it. And, man, we were in tears, and he'd be talking to us about what he was going to do with it. And then, of course, by the time we were done and we were just waiting to get whipped with it, he asked, you know, he'd say, "You're never going to do that again now, are you?" And we go, "Of course not." And he'd, you know, flick our butt a little bit with it and, you know, go on and do whatever it was you were doing, you know. He didn't really take a switch to us. But,
oh, no.
You know, but he grew up in that fear, and we didn't do it again. But see, here's the thing. If you've got a kid that keeps sticking his hand in the fire and you keep telling him no, how long are you going to wait for him to literally burn his hand before you slap it? You've got to let them know that they can't do that. And sometimes it means slapping that hand.
Oh, yeah. And that's just a little pop. And also depending on their age, too, you know.
Right.
No, my dad, whenever he did the switch, you had to go pick it. And if it was too small, he'd make you go get a bigger one. And what they would do is he would put it between your legs, like around your knees, maybe a little above your knees. And he'd just flick it back and forth. Not hard. Just flick it back and forth a few times. Let me tell you something. That shit hurts.
Get your attention. Just enough to get your attention.
Exactly. But here's the thing. We were taught respect. Problem with these kids today that I've seen them on TV, it goes right down to that 13 and the 15-year-old. They had a taser. They knew what they were doing, and that damn bitch mayor of Washington, D.C. said, well, they went for – oh, no, it was Juan Williams said they went for a joyride. No. They had a taser. They knew exactly what they were going to do, and they need to be charged as adults. I'm sorry, 13-year-old.
Been arrested for doing it. Hadn't the older one been arrested for doing the same thing before?
Oh, I don't know. I just know it was the 13th. And they're brushing it off. I'm sorry. You beat a man to death, and you killed him. No. You stick him in juvie until they turn 18, and then they do the rest of their time in adult jail. Plain and simple. These kids need to be taught. I don't know if you guys have seen the show Scared Straight.
Yes, I've seen.
And they take them
pieces.
To jail. Oh, yeah. Most of the time it works. But you know what you really need to do with them? Send them to basic training. Not for the whole time. Put them through a basic training, like for 2 weeks or whatever. Have somebody who was in the military, you know, everyone, and do it and treat them the same way.
Like you know they have programs like that. I said
yeah,
they
I know,
do have
but not
programs
everywhere.
Like that. Huh?
I know. It's a military school. Every time they act it up, really bad. I kid you not. And see, this is why my... You know, me and my kids, if you see us, they're like, you'd never know that we loved each other sometimes. I had to call the cops on my two oldest. My daughter was 18 or 17, and she was getting ready to turn 18, and my son was 15 or 14, whatever. He pulled a knife on his sister. And
oh,
I dealt
wow.
my kids every other weekend and on a Wednesday. Look, I ain't got time for this shit. And so I called the sheriff, and I explained to them what happened. And like, oh, yeah, we'll be more than happy to come out there. They came out, and he explained to my daughter that she'd be going to adult jail. My son pretended he was asleep on the couch. And that sheriff deputy flipped that couch over, flipped it right over, knocked him on the floor. And he tried to buck up to that, that deputy. Because my son, he's like 5'10", 5'11". He's always been tall at that, you know, for his age. And he was playing football. And he said, son, let me tell you something. You're my bitch now. And he let into both of them. I mean, like you would not believe. Children never fought after that at my house. Ever. My son went on to ministry school. His life turned completely around because I called the cops on him because I loved him that much. I didn't want him going down that road. And sometimes you have to do that.
Well, my stepfather, he went one better. My brother and sister, they were constantly fighting. I mean, fighting. So one day, I don't remember the Halloween or whatever, my stepfather got tired of it, put a rope around their wrist, tied them together, they're both left-handed, gave them each a knife, and said, now fight. It was a real knife.
Oh, my dad did that.
both of them are wimps. They cried. They would not fight because they were afraid, you know, to hurt. You know, that's their sibling. They never did that again. They never fought again. You know, not like that anyway. Not
my dad.
But yeah.
When we fought like that, he took pillows, wrapped them around our hands, and took a sheet or a pillowcase, tied them up, made boxing gloves, and make us duke it out. And then he said, whoever loses gets their ass beat afterwards. And they're like, how fair is that? He's like, well, you should have won. or he would face us to each other and wrap a sheet around us and make us hug each other until we stopped arguing.
My stepfather was a miniature boxer, and he would do stuff, weird stuff.
Okay, well, that's pretty much, I know we got a little sidetracked, but that's okay because it still goes, it all goes together. Anyway, deleted the wrong friggin' thing. So now is the ha-ha funny part of the show. What I want to do is, you know, the, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that or whatever. But I actually found, hold on, I got to find them. Here they go. The questions. You weren't on last night, were you?
Yeah, we were.
I didn't know if you were on or not. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay. Here you go.
I asked my nephew that question about the hostage with the multiple personalities.
Oh, yeah. What'd he say?
He said yes. It's a hostage situation.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, here we go with the, I'll do it later. So I'm going to do 5 more questions unless like the next question comes out funny too. Well, you're going to ask that dumb question. Why do people point to their wrist when they need to ask for the time, but don't point to their crotch when asking for the bathroom?
When asking for what?
Oh, my God. You know when someone points to their wrist for the time, if you
right.
don't have a watch on? Okay, so why don't they point to their crotch when they want to know where the bathroom is?
Oh. That's an interesting Well,
oh
probably
my God,
when they want sex.
Oh, no, that question's stupid. Okay, why is it that rain drops but snow falls?
Rain drops because, I don't know.
Bobby, are you still with us or are you just sleeping?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, it's kind of, you know, ha-ha funny, but you didn't react, you know, whatever. So is it still illegal to park next to a fire hydrant even if your car's on fire? Okay, some of these are really, like, these are dad jokes. Oh, my God. Do Siamese twins pay for 1 ticket or 2 tickets when they go to the movies and concerts?
Oh, wow. It depends on when they're attacked.
If a doctor suddenly had a heart attack while doing surgery, would the other doctors work on the doctor or the patient?
They'd call in different doctors.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Do bald chefs have to wear a hairnet if they're working in a restaurant?
Oh, that's no. Unless they have a beard.
Unless they have, well, I know, but Jesus, some of this shit. Okay, last one. When atheists go to court, do they swear on the Bible?
That's a good question.
No.
Yep.
How can they swear to tell the truth on something they don't believe in?
Exactly.
They can
I know.
Lie. The
exactly.
whole purpose of swearing on the Bible is that, you know, because you believe in God, you're not supposed to lie.
Okay. No, here's the last one, because this was funny shit, okay? Why is it that when someone tells you that there's over a billion stars in the universe, you believe them? Tell you there's wet paint somewhere, you have to touch it to make sure.
That's one of those, you know, gotchas.
Okay. And so, oh, I don't want to do this right now. Okay. And so we're going to go back. There's only a few more of the shit we did in the 80s. Okay. I don't know if all these are funny or whatever, but this is some of the shit we did. Being a latchkey kid, the first couple times I stayed home, I parked the chair right inside the screen door and just sat there staring out so I could see my mom pull up. Also, the world could see that I was alone with an open door. Brilliant. Yes, that's what we did. We waited for our parents to come home. And everybody knew it. You can't do that shit now, I'm telling you. Fearlessly scaling fences, climbing trees, playing in the woods, and jumping streams without a parent in sight to save us. Hell, we used to ride our bikes through a cemetery.
Right?
We rode our bikes after Hurricane David, and it was flooded, and we would ride it through the parking lot just to make the waves. Running into the store to buy an adult cigarette. Your parents would write a note, go, get me a pack of cigarettes. Here, I'll write you a note. And they would sell you cigarettes.
Right. Yep.
Yep. Nerf Schmurf. Oh, how we had them.
I remember that.
Did you guys have Nerf guns?
Nerf?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. See, it says Nerf Schmurf. Oh, we had them. But cap guns and BB guns were way more likely to shoot your eye out. We preferred them. I actually, we had one, and I shot my brother with it. And the BB's still in his arm to this day. Still has it in his arm.
Well, my mom didn't like guns. Although we did set my brother on fire a couple of times. Once when he was in bed, and the next time we were playing cowboys and Indians, and my stepfather tied him up to a tree and set fire to him.
Okay. I remember this, too. When me and my brother were babies, they did not have car seats. Or they did, but not everybody had them. And if you were on a long trip.
We didn't have car
seats.
This
is back in 70 and 71 and 72 and shit like that. She would make like a playpen in the back seat so we could play with our toys. And lay down and shit like that. So she actually made a playpen in the back seat. Yeah, she did that.
Wow.
It's just car seats. Ha! My dad drove me around on the back shelf of his convertible in a Moses basket. Oops. There, she was here a minute ago. Must have hit a bump. My youngest brother would sit in the back window instead of sitting in the seat. He would sit in the back window. And forget seatbelts. I barely sat in the seat at all, laying across the back windshield of my mom's Mercury Marquis, or popping up and down from the floor was way more fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't wear seatbelts. Never.
No.
Okay. This next one we did, but fortunateness with it. Jumping on beds until they collapse. I was once under a bed when that happened. Everyone involved got punished, including me. No. See, here's what we would do. We would jump from, we had a table, a kitchen table in our bedroom. Me and my brother, I'm the oldest, but I had two younger brothers. The older one, when we were like 2 and 3, 4 years old, we would jump from the table to the bed.
Uh-huh.
Back and forth. The floor, and guess what was wrong with the floor? I'm sure you guys played this game. Why could you not touch the floor?
Oh, we
come on,
played
guys.
That game.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
Lorna, you gotta tell me
lava.
Why you could not touch the floor. What?
Lava.
Yep.
Lava.
The floor is lava. Kids today will never know what that means. So we would
That's not true because my granddaughters play that game.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
They will take every single piece of clothing out of their dresser and put on the floor so they walk on the clothes instead of the floor. Or boxes or whatever they can find, they put on the floor.
We would put pillows on the floor and jump on them. But see, here's the problem with that little thing that we did from the table to the – I fell and landed on the corner of the table. I couldn't
Ooh.
Pee right for – I couldn't pee right. And my mom
yeah,
– I was going to get hurt. Oh, yeah. My God. And she had to explain to the doctor what happened. You know, I'm like, no, seriously. So – And then the other time, it was me and my brother and two of my cousins. We were jumping from the couch to a chair, same thing, back and forth. And my dog, Snoopy, was sitting right next to it, and my brother missed and landed on the dog, and the dog bit him in the face. And, Yeah. So we played that lava. Babysitting at 11 in my own town. Once you were able to dial 911, you were considered a candidate for babysitting jobs. I babysat at 13. I was 13 when I started babysitting.
Yeah, me too. I was about 12. Now, I was not allowed to babysit my siblings, because I was not good. I got in fights with them. So my sister, who's 11 months younger than me, she would babysit our two youngest siblings, but I would babysit the neighbor's daughter because, you know, she's not my sibling, and she's a lot younger. But, I remember babysitting, and you didn't have to take a test. You just had to know how to dial 911 and, how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, this next one, if people did this today, they would flip a shit. Being left in the car with the windows cracked to wait for your mom to go in the grocery store because you didn't feel like going in, or she said it would be quicker if she does it by herself. One, because someone could kidnap you.
3-minute warning.
Okay. Oh, and the other thing, running with scissors, eating paste, drinking out of the water hose, eating mud pies. That's pretty much the things that we did in the 80s that, you know. So that's it, guys. I'll think of more funny shit later.
Another great show. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Lorna, Maria, thank you for participating.
I stayed awake.
I always love talking to you guys.
I'd just like to say goodnight to everybody. God bless America. God bless our children, our veterans, first responders, our troops, and God bless the Defender 7. Thank you all.
God bless
everybody. Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.